always lick the bowl. I know you do. Here, look, the rest of the cookie dough is for you. You said that we always get to lick the bowl. I know, Mommy's sorry. Mom, what are you chewing? Preschoolers will mercilessly hold you to whatever standards you choose. They thrive on consistency. Whether it's putting on the right shoe first always, or not mixing the Play-Doh colors ever, tradition is the name of the game. So is the moral of the story to voice only the expectations that you are certain you will meet? Leadership books discuss vision casting and shaping cultures within a corporation. Executives and managers aren't the only ones concerned with these ideas. Parents have the charge and privilege of shaping the ethos of the home. Ethos means simply what you're all about. The word ethos doesn't mean much to a baby or a preschooler, but children know what they always do. Daddy always waves goodbye to me from the driveway on his way to work. You always leave my bathroom light on at night. I always sit in this chair at the dinner table. We always watch a movie on Friday afternoons. I may never forget the week we lost Elmo. My daughter always took her naps with her Elmo doll in the crib. Apparently, this tradition meant the world to her because she let us know her universe was falling apart. The we always things are special and important. They provide the consistency our children need. The we always can be fun to start and continue. Some friends of ours have a tradition called Donut Saturdays when the dad takes the kids out for donuts in the morning. What a fun tradition. I have lots of great ideas for new traditions. One time I tried to institute a tradition called Wordless Wednesdays. Instead of arguing with each other in shrieks and shouts, we would pantomime. The kids never caught on to that one. We always need God's grace. Mothers have a strategic role in allowing the gospel to shape their home by expecting that we are always in need of God's grace. Do you need God's grace? Or do you have what it takes to multitask your busy routine? Do you need God's grace? Or have you been down this road before with your husband and your conflict will sort itself out in time? Do you need God's grace? Or do you just need Google? Do you need God's grace? Or do you pretty much have this motherhood gig in the bag? If we want to give grace to our children, then first we must be willing to receive it ourselves from God. In the midst of endless possibilities for the we always of our homes, there is one expectation that we are certain to meet every day, whether or not we are conscious of it. We always need God's grace. As one hymn writer wrote, "All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him." Grace is the most important thing for us to keep in mind as we shape the expectations of our home. Our children need to grow up knowing we always trust God because he's willing and able to help us. And we always praise God because he is our most valuable treasure. And we need to get up every morning knowing I always trust God because he's willing and able to help me. The gospel should shape the way we shape our home through our traditions. Does this mean that we ought to do catechisms with our children? Does this mean that we need to be more intentional about how we celebrate religious holidays? Perhaps. These are matters of personal preference. The gospel, however, is not a matter of personal preference. It is news that is a matter of spiritual life and death. The gospel can shape our home as we mothers realize that we will not always meet the standards of excellence that we desire.